Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time in the gentle foothills of America's Ozark Mountains, there lived a widow. Her home was a humble farm cabin, which she had shared with her husband. But now she was alone in the world. And one morning toward the hour of noon, three men rode on horseback into the farmyard. One of the men dismounted, knocked on the cabin door, explained to the widow that he and his friends were weary travelers far from home. They were hungry and hankering for a hot home-cooked meal. Would it be too much trouble? That is, would she mind cooking such a meal for them? Well, the widow was reticent at first, and yet the strangers did appear hungry, and they were very polite. So she explained that there wasn't much food in the cabin, but they were welcome to what food she did have. The men expressed their gratitude, and once inside the cabin, they were even more deeply touched by the widow's generosity. She was obviously painfully poor. The little evidences of her lonely struggle to survive were everywhere. The meager furnishings, the supply cabinets mostly empty. One of the travelers noticed a tear on the widow's cheek and asked the matter, and she responded in this way. She said nobody but she had eaten at that table since her husband's death, and now having men in the cabin again, well, it just reminded her of happier times. And there was something else, and at this point the widow began to sob. After 4 o'clock that very afternoon, she would be without a home. In less than 4 hours, the man who held the mortgage to her farm would come to foreclose. $800 remained on the mortgage, 100 times more than she could afford to pay. Well, the travelers stared at each other in icy, ashamed silence. How could they have imposed upon a woman who was already heaped with such burdens? When they'd finished their meal and had thanked the widow for her hospitality, the shadows of mid-afternoon were yawning in the farmyard. One of the men clasped the widow's hand in parting. He said, "You remind me so much of my own mother," and into her other hand he gently placed a roll of bills. $800 American. When that man comes for his money, you be sure to get a receipt now, do you hear? Those were the last words the stranger spoke to her as he mounted his horse, and the widow watched him, smiling through incredulous, joyous tears, as he and his fellow travelers rode off down the dusty country road. Now, the rest of the story. What I just related, the experience of the widow's mortgage and the generous stranger, occurred in the late 1870s in the foothills of the Ozarks Mountains. Now, let me add that this single incident provided the factual basis for scores of similar and yet untrue stories that blossomed in its wake. Far as I know, it happened only once. You see, when the fellow who had held the mortgage on the widow's farm, when he came and got his money and departed the property, paid in full, he carried with him the $800. He was robbed on the road in the woods nearby. He was robbed of all of the money on his person. And he was robbed by the same person who had given the widow the money, the traveler, the stranger, the mysterious benefactor. At least once in that mysterious stranger's life, he was a genuine, real-life Robin Hood, taking from the rich and giving to the poor. For the mysterious benefactor was Jesse James. And now you know the rest of the story.